We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
They played great. We didn't have it today. Just timing was off, just all that. I mean, but proud of the guys to compete, try to, we cut it down to five. I mean, it was definitely ugly for a good majority of the game. Product of them playing great and us really not playing that good. So, proud of the guys. We just got to turn a corner, get ready for the next game.
Question. Coach, like you said, is this just one of those NBA lessons to a young team that sometimes you just don't have it and the other team has got it rolling?
Yeah, sure. I mean, fortunately, we haven't had many of these nights. Think back to like the Spurs came in here and we're firing on all cylinders. So definitely, product of them playing great offensively. I thought there were some things we did well defensively, and then, they still hit shots, but then there was plenty of things that we did not do good defensively, and they took fully advantage of it. And we were just off offensively. We didn't play with the force that we, usually are accustomed to, but, we've been playing great. So this is definitely not indicative of who we are. It's just one of those nights, and it happens sometimes. Not trying to make excuses by any means, but we can't be down. We got to plug along. We'll learn from this, watch the film, see where we got to get better, and get ready to carry this on the road.
Did the ostensible size mismatch to start the game really end up working against you?
I'll go back and watch the film. Obviously we had to start JJ on Holiday, but, I thought his first two threes were actually kind of tough threes. So they just kind of got going. I mean, they definitely threw a lot of funky lineups out there, and, we were playing big and small, so I don't think it was as much chasing the match. We were just trying to find guys out there that were, giving us some energy and, maybe we could get something going. So, but give them a lot of credit, with how they played today.
How much do you think the movement defensively, they moved you around a fair bit, affected the offensive movement?
Honestly, I'll have to go back and watch. I felt like we were trying to switch a lot, and just our communication wasn't there. It was there, sporadically throughout, and, they ran a whole lot of movement. But, if we're switching, we should be able to stop all that movement and just keep it in front. But that's where I said, they played great, but there was, miscues on our part for sure. Offensively, I felt like we didn't really have the timing, regardless of whatever was going on the defensive end. So, we'll be better. Guys have been playing hard. Their spirits were great. They were trying. They were trying. We just didn't have it. We could easily just put our head down and folded, but to, take it from a 21-point lead down to five, that's, impressive and indicative of the competitive team we have. They fight till the end, as tough as it was.
Josh seemed a little off offensively through the first three quarters. He was only 1-for-7. He picked up in the fourth a little bit, but was it something that they were doing that kind of got him off his game? Like, was he affected by the length, or did he just kind of have an off night?
Yeah, I think it was just, a slow start, and obviously he got it going in the fourth quarter, but, I think for all of us, it just – we were trying to make the plays like we normally do on the offensive end. We just, fumbling the ball a little bit here and there, missing some layups and threes. So just one of those starts for all of our guys.
Obviously, this long home stand's over, the win streak's over. As you look at the second half of the season that you have, what's next for this group in its evolution? Obviously, we've seen it sort of evolve as this season goes. What, in your mind, what's next for this group?
Just continue to build on our consistency. I think we've kind of done that the last, few weeks, month or so. Offensively, we've been trending in a great direction. The number of assists, the pace of play, just continue to just get more efficient on the offensive end. How can we just continue to clean up and continue to get the looks that we want, but just even at a higher level? And then, defensively, we've been having an edge for a really long time. Today, we just didn't really have it. So just the consistent effort or consistent mentality of just having that edge, especially defensively, where, we're not throwing out a million different coverages. We're throwing out a few here and there and just continue to get out and just be better in our habits defensively. So these next, 39 games or something like that, I've been saying all along, we just got to get better defensively, defensively, defensively. Obviously, tonight like this, it's credit to them, and, we've got to be better too. So that's going to be something that we're going to continue to hit day in and day out. So if we can make some bigger strides, which I think we've made some incremental, but if we can make some big strides defensively, that's going to be big for our team down the stretch.
This may be putting the cart before the horse a little bit, but with all the young talent on your team and their team, can you imagine these teams in the next 5-6 years going at it pretty good?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to do a coaches forum before the game with Coach Gentry, and You know, you think about, you know, just our division alone, but especially this group, you know, they're about to add, you know, the number one pick, Zion Williamson. So it'll be interesting to see how he gets in there with his athleticism and force. But you see how, you know, Ball's playing great. Ingram's playing great. You get the vets in there. Favors has been huge for them. You know, Redick's been huge for them. Holiday back. I mean, they've got loads of talent. Obviously, the pace that they play at, it's going to be fun competition for years to come for sure.
Given how hot the team's been, you know, through the last month, really, is there any concern on your part that, given that this is a young team, a loss like this can kind of knock them off the course that they've been, and how do you prevent that from happening?
Zero concern, ultimate trust in those guys. Walking down the hallway, they were talking about way to fight, just wasn't our night. Came in, everyone's got, you know, positive looks on their face. They know this wasn't our night. They recognize that the Pelicans play great, we can play better, but this team, the resiliency, the togetherness, they're going to come back ready, you know, every single day. So I got zero concern whatsoever.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.